Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incredibly important and jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. Big developments in the whole Fast and Furious case, and our own Patrick Henningsen, reporter for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, is breaking this news. Of course, if you go back over a year ago, CBS broke that, they were tracking some guns they allowed to be sold to criminals in gun shops. They did that because they knew it was already coming out in local news in Arizona and Illinois and other areas, as well as New Mexico, that the federal government, through eight agencies, was shipping guns into Mexico, into Honduras, but also into Tampa, Florida, into Indianapolis, Indiana, and now we've learned all over the country, and running hit teams of, quote, former U.S. military. Now, I told you all this 6 years ago with one whistleblower, Celi Castile, who was with the DEA and then retired, famous DEA agent. They tried to hire him 6 years ago to train former U.S. military, basically sheep-dipped, in with Los Zetas to try to take control of the Mexican drug market. This is 6 years ago. Those interviews are there. We can't interview Celi because he's still in prison. A few years after exposing that, they set him up with some shotguns and said he was an illegal arms dealer himself just because he needed money and went and sold a few of his guns at the gun show legally. So all of that happened, but he's on record 6 years ago. Now it's in these different federal filings. It's in the federal filings in Illinois and in Texas and the El Paso Times. In fact, for when Henningsen joins us in 30 minutes, will you guys just type in El Paso Times, drug cartels allowed to bring in tons of cocaine. That'll come up. And it came out in the federal court cases that, yes, they were given national security clearances, and that's their defense, is they're really government agents. And the feds come in and say, yes, they did work for us. It's true. Basically drop the charges. It's the same over and over again. But now we have this headline, more furious. U.S. soldiers trafficking arms, drugs to DEA agents posing as Los Zetas. And what happens is when this stuff gets exposed, they go, oh, they're just former U.S. soldiers. And, oh, we were just posing as Los Zetas in a sting because it separately came out in some court cases. So they're having to cover themselves. The drug cartels, there's six of them that are in Mexico, but three big ones. The three big ones are run by the U.S. military. And then whenever low-level people don't pay their cut or the smaller cartels try to run the blockades, there's wars. And there's double-crossing and stuff that goes on. But here it is. And that's coming up in 30 minutes. Yep, there it is. Documents. Feds allegedly, you can go to the trial later, it came out they did, allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine to the U.S. for information. Now, when they get caught, they say, yeah, we were shipping in 18-wheelers of cocaine and telling the Border Patrol to let it in. But we did it to get information about the drug cartels. That one shipment was, what, 5 tons? And then my little memory goes back many years to the Associated Press when the state police found an 18-wheeler with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine in it and were ordered to give it to the FBI, and they released it. You can go on down the road now, Bubba Jack. Because that's going to pay off the federal judges and everybody. That's how all this works. People are like, well, why are drugs illegal then? To keep the price up, silly. You got to make it illegal if you're drug dealing, murdering central banks that run child kidnapping rings on the side. And then Mitt Romney's wife's got a blind trust invested in it. Everybody makes it a big deal that she's invested in Goldman Sachs. I'm not saying she's perfect. The point is, why is Goldman Sachs running sex slave funds? A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of our research is really coming together minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Our analysis has been 100% spot on, unfortunately, on just how tyrannical this takeover is, and the fact that once the cashless society is in place, the system is going to raise taxes by design on record at every level to selectively destroy families, businesses, independent corporations. And all of the mega insider Agenda 21 crooks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the rest of them, they are all 100% exempt from even legal and lawful laws and all the other red tape regulations and color of law that they're engaged in. Homeland Security for the TSA and Viper teams is buying massive amounts of armored mobile checkpoint bulletproof booths to be set up on highway checkpoints. The IRS is trying to get federal legislation passed where if you are even being questioned or audited by the IRS, you are not allowed to leave the United States. I saw 10 years ago, Homeland Security, before it even had congressional cabinet power, meeting and saying, we're going to have highway checkpoints, we're going to have DNA databases, you're going to have Homeland Security approval to travel state to state, we're going to have checkpoints outside major cities and on highways. And if you haven't paid all the taxes, including local, your car is not going to start. And now all those systems are going in the cars. Where, oh, you don't pay your bill, we turn your car off. But now they're saying, oh, we're going to use the kill switches. Your cell phone will be turned off, your car, and you will not be allowed to have a job. Your bosses will be told you are fired. So it's an extrajudicial, immediate probation and freeze on being able to move. And it's all being phased in. Face scanning cameras everywhere. Now remember, this is being done by the narcotics trafficking, murdering, child molesting, child kidnapping criminals that run this country. Here's the Daily Mail a few days ago. Mitt Romney's wife had blind trust invested in Goldman Sachs sex trafficking fund. And they go, well, it's okay. It's a blind trust. That's a red herring. It's not even about her. I can buy that she's in a blind trust because she's political. Most of them are. And so there's not conflicts of interest. And they're invested in Goldman Sachs because they're the insiders. They're the ones that always have the big profits. It's not about her. It's about how hiding in plain view. Why does Goldman Sachs have a sex trafficking fund? Here's a Reuters. Ann Romney's trust invested in fund that controlled a sex site firm. Here's another one. Ann Romney's trust invested in Goldman Sachs fund that was involved in the sex site Backpage.com, which is connected to, in the reports, sex trafficking, sex slaves, underage, all this stuff, and this whole seedy underworld. That's not the issue. Why is Goldman Sachs involved in this? Why is DynCorp involved in this? Why is Halliburton on record? Because they do whatever they want, and they're getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're announcing that they're illegally spying on us. They are, through groups like MF Global, stealing billions of dollars and lying and being caught and not getting in trouble. We are in grave danger. That's why Forbes had the headline a few months ago, why is there a war on lemonade stands? And they reported on thousands of raids in every city under federal control of little kids selling lemonade, learning about the free market. $15 million fines for garage sales with local federal enforcers. That's Fox News. I know you think I'm joking. Look it up. $15 million, that's the third offense. $10,000 first offense. If any of the products you're selling out of thousands of recalled items a year, if you are selling an item that was ever recalled for whatever reason, as if you know, some refrigerator, toy, light bulb, it's total bureaucratic hell. We've got a report that's going to air tomorrow night that they've been going out 3 days straight interviewing the Austinites around the tens of thousands of acres that were taken from private landowners at gunpoint. You were forced to sell for pennies on the dollar back in the late 80s and 90s. With most of the land, 5 years later to 10 years later, they flip it and give it to select insiders for pennies on the dollar to build hotels, salons, golf courses, luxury home developments. They just didn't want to pay for the land. So they just said, eminent domain for the earth, 5-10 cents on the dollar max. There were SWAT teams sent out, farmers drug off, I interviewed them, celebrations of evil by the fake environmentalist. Now they've got UN Agenda 21 affiliated signs up. They are putting huge game fences up all around them so the neighborhoods and cameras looking into people's houses. We have footage of people in their kitchens looking out with cameras facing out. Humans are arrested and charged if they're caught. By the way, my reporters did enter the preserve because, again, they don't want him. They promised everybody it's going to be parklands. Let us steal it. And a lot of Austinites went, take the land. We want to use it as more greenbelt. And, of course, I knew in other parts of the world, in the U.S., they would always take it and keep it. And we interviewed former head county judge Bill Elshire, who was a good guy and opposed the federal takeover. I didn't even know he lives up against one of these with cameras aimed at his house. But he's retired now. got a full head of gray hair to black hair. I hadn't seen him in about 12 years. The guys went out and interviewed him yesterday. Very powerful interview. And it is Agenda 21. And the newspaper, the Austin American Statesman, said, even worse, breathlessly, people have walked humans into the preserve. And when it grew into people's backyards, because the government took an easement of their backyards, the cedar trees that grow like weeds, they're from Europe, they push out the oak and everything, invasive species, there have been charges and fines. One man cut one down that was on his property, but it's an easement the government took. And you know what? There's also going to be some charges. People have been also killing rattlesnakes. I know. It's evil. In fact, guys, show folks, just type in Dr. Michael Kaufman, UN maps, Kaufman with a C, show prisonplanet.tv viewers the UN maps that were shown to Congress in 94, where half the U.S. is off limits. Compact cities, checkpoints outside the cities. The real plan in the UN biological diversity assessments, I showed the original documents, they've now expunged everywhere but the library. In Road to Tyranny, I show the text outlined from the University of Texas Law Library, UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, in my 2001 film, actually came out in early 2002, Road to Tyranny. And they say you'll be in compact lockdown cities. Small rural communities will be outside those, kept at a subsistence level. You'll be arrested if you try to hunt any animals to eat. There will be gladiatorial games and public human sacrifice to unify the population around a new global green religion. Hunger Games is what they're planning. You saw The Running Man, where they arrest people if they're out after the curfew, and the secret police have face scanning cameras and fake TV newscasts and big jumbotrons in the cities with the head of Homeland Security, the head of National Security, saying, watch your neighbors, turn your parents in. It's cool. It's trendy. And that's a Stephen King book he wrote in like 1980 that came out, what, in 84, 85 with Schwarzenegger. You see, it's all predictive programming in your face. This is what's really planned. I happen to know via Shooter Jennings that, again, they take people's writings that understand where we're going, and then they decide to push it, not because the system's against it, but they want to acclimate you. I know that Stephen King's or Shooter Jennings is aware of the New World Order, doesn't like what's going on. But again, they still take his book, turn it into a movie. It's probably the same thing with the lady that wrote Hunger Games. We contacted her. The publicist said she's not doing interviews. But watching that film, it's exactly what they have planned. It has 12 regions. We have 10. Over half the country's off limits. They've cut off the resources and a feudal system. That's what Maurice Strong calls for, a post-industrial world. Red alert. CBS News. Oh, the IRS? Bill would suspend passport rights for delinquent taxpayers. Folks, you have a right as a citizen to come and go out of the country. But now, a collection agency for the Foreign Private Federal Reserve established in 1913, the bankers are saying, and we've always, what Ron Paul said, they selectively enforce, they let the illegals in. These borders and fences and walls and checkpoints 100 miles in are not, and they're called national security zones, are not for the illegals. They have always planned, and I've told you hundreds of times, you're not going to be allowed to even go through that zone. And they're announcing they're going to build them on the other side of the highway now. Do you understand? And they've said, you're going to go in to buy. You'll still have cash, but there'll be a face scan and thumbprint. Just a passive camera there under federal law. They're already having the places put it in voluntarily. The insurance companies give them discounts. It's already going in everywhere. Thumbprinting, face scanning everywhere. Yeah, here's the video, John Bowen. We'll show when we come back from break, okay? No. We'll show when we get back from break, okay? I don't have time with 30 seconds. Back to what I was saying here. Oh, the IRS, Bill would suspend passport rights for delinquent taxpayers. And here's the other one. After huge ammo buy, DHS purchases bullet-resistant booze. Federal agency preparing to unveil more checkpoints. Folks, I got Kurt Nimmo putting all these stories together. Listen to this. 83-year-old woman denied health care over carbon footprint. Go home and die. That's mainstream news. They say kill babies up to age 3.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all out in the open now. Absolute total control freaks telling the public that they're going to take over every facet of our lives to protect us. But as history shows, as our founding fathers warned, as common sense shows, the greatest danger is a big government. And we've got the biggest government that's ever existed, the most out-of-control government that's ever existed. And this is their plan. This is what they're doing. I told you the entire time, this is about internal checkpoints and stopping people who haven't paid their taxes and who can't pay their taxes from traveling. And in the future, they want to destroy the underground economy. The bankers hate it that more than 50 million people, conservatively, according to the government's own numbers, don't pay the income tax to the private Federal Reserve. They've just dropped out. And so they're attacking the Amish. They're attacking the farmers and ranchers. They're attacking these farmers' markets, these swap meets, because it's the underground economy. And if they can't make you go to a big box store buying from China that further deindustrializes us and was designed to shut down our economy on record, and if they can't cut off our power with the carbon taxes, they're not going to be able to take over. So they're going to make it illegal to cut down your own trees, to use them as firewood, as a wood-burning stove. They're trying to ban space heaters. They're trying to ban outdoor heaters. This is, go look it up. They've already banned most of the toilets, dishwashers, dryers, light bulbs. Everything's standardized. Federal regulations say all the phones have to be dialed into to where they can be backdoored without a warrant and listen to you. Now admit it. All the computers the same. The globalists standardize it. They own the big mega corporations that send out all these Trojan horse systems. As they massively expand the federal jackboot force and hire a bunch of people that think it's really cool to stomp on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And as they use America's money and ingenuity and energy to launch wars against innocent countries, using Al-Qaeda now in six different countries to try to overthrow the government. And then say, give your rights up because Al-Qaeda wants to attack. On record. The magnitude of this article, CBS News. A bill authored by Southland lawmaker could potentially allow the federal government to prevent any American who owes back taxes from traveling outside the U.S. is one step closer to becoming law. Again, this should be internal checkpoints to control populations or cashless society beyond Orwell. Internal checkpoints to arrest, because that is what's going to happen. I told you this was coming for over a decade. A bill authored by Southland lawmaker that could potentially allow the federal government, that means the Goldman Sachs government, to prevent any Americans who owe back taxes from traveling outside the U.S. is one step closer to becoming law. And again, they'll just keep raising the taxes and taxes and taxes, and they say they're going to add in local state taxes, all of them, to this. Senate Bill 1813 was introduced back in November by Senator Barbara Boxer. Again, so anti-American, she's for total gun bans. Of course, she supports giving your kids inoculations without your consent. I mean, she is a tyrant pig. Again, Senate Bill 1813 was introduced back in November by Senator Barbara Boxer to reauthorize federal aid highway and highway safety construction programs for other purposes. The clearing of the Senate of 74-22 vote on March 14th, SB 1813, is now headed for a vote in the House of Representatives, where it's expected to encounter stiffer opposition amongst the GOP majority. In addition to authorizing appropriations for federal transportation infrastructure programs, the Moving Ahead for Progress in the 21st Century, Agenda 21 Act, or MAP 21, boy, they really throw it in our face, don't they? It's Gen 21. They call it MAP 21. Let's put that map back up for folks, the UN map. MAP 21. You figured this out yet? Includes a provision that would allow the revocation or denial of a passport for anyone with certain unpaid taxes or tax delinquencies. Just wide open. Section 40304 of the legislation states that any individual who owes more than $50,000 to the Internal Revenue Service may be subject to an action. Of course, once it's through, they'll amend it down to $5. Action with respect to denial, revocation, or limitation of passport. And that's it, folks. Look, slaves get in, they don't get out. Why do you think they want to let all the illegals in? Because they're going to be slaves, yeah, like everybody else. The New World Order doesn't mind if you get into the empire. You're just not getting out of it. Kind of like the military are all given cancer virus injections on record and DU samples, so they're going to be soft kill. That's how you decommission a piece of weaponry. Yeah, they spike you like an old cannon. You figured out yet hardcore murdering criminals run things? We'll tell you about the highway checkpoints coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Did every major study on vaccines that are filled with cancer viruses? They're murdering us? Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Possibly. Oh, boy. I mean, and we're just allowing a few thousand top globalists, in their own words, that's all there is. Rothkopf has written about that. To do this, to set up a nightmare system, to stage terror attacks, to pose as our saviors, to publicly run Al-Qaeda on top of it all in front of us, but say give our rights up because Al-Qaeda will get you, and hire a bunch of low-grade morons at every level of the bureaucracy who will trample everyone's rights, including their own. I mean, look at this headline. This is so scary. By Paul Watson, and he has links to the press release by the Homeland Security Department. After huge ammo buy, Department of Homeland Security purchases bullet-resistant booths. Federal agency preparing to unveil more checkpoints, and they've announced that They have tripled the funding for the Viper teams to be on highways and are training local police to man the mobile armored checkpoints. And what happens is you pull up and under the transportation department, they have people there and they come over with their drug dogs, their bomb dogs, bug their eyes out at you, act like, you know, they're on the front lines of Afghanistan. And yes, they're starting, I have video on newscast, groping people on the side of the road and at bus stations and train stations from Texas to Florida, from California to Michigan. I've got the newscast. Just type in TSA at bus station and it'll show them groping little kids, even pulling their shirts off. And look, it's not happening to me, you filthy scum. Okay? You work for murdering, child kidnapping criminals. There it is. Mitt Romney's wife had blind trust invested in Goldman Sachs' sex trafficking fund. And again, my issue is, why do they have a sex trafficking fund? Well, I mean, why not? DynCorp runs child operations, and then they run domestically, they're the biggest private contractor for CPS. With fake family court power, with police backing them, it's DynCorp operatives grabbing your children. But it's all done officially. And it's come out that there's bounties on what type of kids they want. And the state senator in Georgia announced he was going to release how they had a bounty on kids and got her head blown off over the weekend before she could make the announcement. We'd interviewed her. Oh, but her and her husband, when the police said both committed suicide, she's like, Monday I'm coming out. I got the proof. She was even contacting the media. And all of this was going on. And then her and her husband got a couple bullets in their schnoggins. Nice people run things. You're really nice people. Well, of course they kidnap kids. They see us all as meat, as cattle, as lower than cattle. But I know a lot of you aren't going to listen now. You're only going to listen later. I understand that. It's too scary to admit this is going on. So you're going to just say, this isn't true. This isn't going on. This can't be real. Just like I told you a couple weeks ago, that NBC tape where they were claiming Zimmerman was saying racist stuff sounded edited. They now admit they edited it and it's all made up. But it's no big deal. They're just the government mouthpiece, MSNBC, is trying to start a race war. It's no big deal. And now CNN's been caught altering the tape because it's criminal government policy to get us fighting with each other so they can be the referee and play the part of the savior when they are the narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, cancer injecting, murdering criminals that make Hitler look like a choir boy. They don't dress up in a military dictator outfit like a clown like Hitler. The globalists sit there like loving liberals and give you a loving cancer shot. The patchouli oil, all of it is the cover for their mass murder. It's hardcore camo. It's camouflage, who these people really are. In public, Margaret Singer's like, I love blacks behind the scenes. We got to murder these people now. We're going to pose as liberal. We'll get them. And they do get you. The liberal TV's like, oh, we care about you, Al Sharpton. The whitey. Have some more abortions. And we're going to put more of you in prison. Here, watch some violent hip-hop. This is how the New World Order rolls. That's how they divide and conquer. 83-year-old woman denied health care over carbon footprint. It's beginning. No health care for you. You're too old and you're traveling too far. But the elite are going to fly around in jet airplanes everywhere. See, the new economy is the shutdown of the economy. The new economy is the police state. The new economy is the cannibalistic economy. The post-industrial implode economy. It's all in the Club of Rome. It's all in Iron Mountain. It's all in Tragedy and Hope. George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, who worked as an imperial policeman in India from a wealthy elitist family, then got disillusioned and went to work for the communist fighting Hitler pre-World War II and the Spanish Civil War and found out they were just as bad and actually working with other corrupt elements. Then he went and became homeless to experience that for a few years. And then he wrote 1984. And he's himself, because he was a propagandist in World War II at BBC. I forgot that part. The evidence shows probably MI5, definitely connected to it. And he writes about Winston himself as a nom de guerre, nom de plume, Winston in this fictitious 1984. Because before he'd written nonfiction books, but they wouldn't publish his book about where he saw Europe and the world and England going under communism. And how bad it was. And in the film, the government, he finds out, has a deal with the other government. He thinks it's probably the same government to rocket attack each other because then the government can take the public's liberties. And he figures out they blow up their own buildings to claim it's terrorist. So they have an excuse to arrest people. And he finds out it's a war against humanity. And they have gladiatorial games as well. And everybody's obsessed with the lottery, Mega Millions. Because that's real, folks. That's what they really want. That's what they're really doing. Now, joining us is Patrick Henningsen, an Infowars.com investigative journalist. And he's been out in Arizona investigating fast and furious. More furious is the headline, U.S. soldiers trafficked arms, drugs to DEA agents posing as Lacetas. Now, if you guys can pull it up again, the El Paso Times about drug cartels allowed to bring in tons of cocaine by ATF. All this is coming out in court because one arm doesn't know what the other arm's doing, so they'll bust these groups, or U.S. troops will get caught at the border with machine guns. They get arrested. They blow the whistle and go, I work for the government. Turns out they are working for the government, a secret op. It comes out in court. Then the government goes, well, we were just posing as Lacetas. We'll put that article on screen. More furious, U.S. soldiers trafficked arms, drugs, DEA agents posing as Lacetas. What did I tell you 6 years ago with our sources? There was going to be or 7 years ago now, a massive implosion in Mexico as they knocked out the other small cartels that aren't controlled by J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, which, by the way, it's come out now hundreds of billions laundered by Wells Fargo, didn't get in trouble, Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. Again, this is how they operate. Just like Goldman Sachs, sex trafficking. UN, sex trafficking. Well, they have diplomatic immunity, so it's okay. And if you scroll down on the article, you can see three of the gentlemen who were reportedly hitmen with the U.S. military. What have I told you over and over again? It's mainly Army. There are tens of thousands of wet work hitmen. And it's not the Mexican mafia. It's not any of these groups. It's U.S. Army, then some Marines, then some Navy SEALs. They busted Navy SEALs trying to ship hand grenades, rocket launchers, and weapons out of Phoenix down there. Turned out they were working for the government. There's a covert war. And that's a message to you. If you work for the U.S. government, which means Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and you're caught, they're just going to say you're a drug dealer. Okay? Now, all this has come out in court. When they bust Lacetas, when they bust Sinaloa, shipping in tons of cocaine, they always say, well, here's my national security letter. I work. Here's their names. And Homeland Security comes in and says, it's true, national security on the trial. And they say, that's inadmissible. You're still going to prison. And they're like, we worked for you. They're like, once you hit prison, we're going to have you shanked to death, okay? But I worked for you. I did everything. And they're like, hey, no honor among thieves. Just like the people that got caught torturing, Bush had him sent to prison, even though he'd ordered the torturing in the memos. Then he wrote a book admitting he ordered the torture. I'm going to order the torture, and if you happen to get caught doing it, raping little kids like they had him doing, that's in the handbooks now. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave does, run by Goldman Sachs, is rape children with battery acid. Go read it in the Army's report. Go read it. This is the hardcore, pure evil you're dealing with. Okay? So now setting up domestic checkpoints, hardened checkpoints, set to pass a bill that you can't travel, and it's going to be internally. I've read their plans. I've warned you. There are UN signs now, UN subgroups, up in baby blue and white at our green belts in Austin. The private property they're stealing has them up. They're putting fences and cameras aimed out at the invasive humans. Okay? I'm living it. 80% increase in power prices, they announced, for the earth, really just for the foreign bankers. I'm living it. You're going to live it. I'm here to break your trance. Admit it. Admit the government's not legitimate and it's pure evil. Admit it. Admit it before it's too late. Admit it. Say no. We've got to go to grassroots. We've got to start going to underground economy. We've got to start just banner hangs everywhere, InfoWar everywhere, whatever you got to do to get the word out and shake people out of the trance. I am ordering the InfoWarriors. If you care about your family and your life, you better launch operations peacefully and total resistance to the New World Order now. We got John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, coming up in the third hour. Right now is Patrick Henningsen joining us with this big breaking news with links to the federal court rulings and even little blurbs in mainstream media. Patrick Henningsen, incredible information. We already knew it, but here it is in plain view as we learn the government's arming the drug gangs domestically. You got military hit teams everywhere, mass slaughter, sex trafficking, just pure evil, 110%. Break it down for us.
This whole story, when I first stumbled across this a few days ago, it's like a rabbit hole. It's like a supermarket crime novel, only that it's actually happening. This is the most incredible thing about it. So what you've got here is a freelance hit squad made up of active duty U.S. Army and a couple of his close relations, and this is between South Carolina and Texas, okay? And this guy isn't a member of just any army brigade. It turns out he's a member of the 4th Brigade of the 4th Infantry Group. So he's a member of the 4th Brigade Combat Team of the 4th Infantry Division. Okay, and they're doing three-year cycles together as a unit. And you know, we all know about the opium problem in Afghanistan. You've covered it really well. In fact, between Kurt Nimmo and myself, it's really hard to find any really comprehensive writing on this subject in the last 2 years. So I've linked to some of Kurt Nimmo's research on this because, frankly, there's no one really wants to talk about it very much aside from InfoWars.com and a few other outlets. But we all know about the opium. Now, this guy, Kevin Corley, arranged a 500-pound marijuana shipment, which the DEA apparently picked up early in this sting. They didn't arrest these guys. They let them drive forward. They caught the truck behind them with 500 pounds of marijuana. Okay, 500 pounds of marijuana. Okay, where the flag went up in for me is, and I can't obviously prove this, but certainly we have links with Afghanistan. Guess who the number one marijuana-producing country in the world today is? Take a wild guess. It's Afghanistan. It's not Mexico. It's not Jamaica. It's Afghanistan. So,
and, of course, it wasn't until the liberation happened, and it was only 10% of opium. Now it's 92% mm-hmm. or more of the opium, and the troops admit they grow it.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got some big Air Force, military Air Force and Army and Marine bases dotted all over the country. And we all know from Vietnam that the longer we stayed in there, in Vietnam for between 10 and 12 years, and that allowed people to make links to form relationships for certain cadres within the military to arrange their own kind of entrepreneurial activities. Okay, and that's not out of the realms of possibility in this particular situation. Did this 500 pounds of pot come from Mexico, or did it come from Arizona to, say, Fort Bliss or a place like this? I can't say for sure. But I've laid this all out, Alex, because I think hopefully someone else is going to come along and put the dots together. I'm limited in what I can find out as far as...
This is exactly the intel we get from these other federal cases where they let Las Zetas and Sinaloa ship cocaine in, quote, for information.
Sure. I mean, I did an article a couple of years ago, which was called Rendition, where the war on drugs meets the war on terror. And that was really centered around that whole story of the CIA rendition flight was a Gulfstream jet, which crashed in Mexico and had something like 3 tons of pure Colombian uncut cocaine on board.
Yeah, 3.5 tons.
Yeah, and so they matched the tail numbers from this Gulfstream jet with the private air contractor to rendition flights that were going everywhere on the planet. We're talking about black sites in Eastern Europe, refueling in England and Ireland.
No, that's it. The government aircraft just land everywhere with the cocaine, heroin, little kids, and it all comes out. Just type in UN child sex trafficking, because sometimes there are good people that blow the whistle when there's huge C-130s with toddlers being loaded on, mm-hmm. and there's always somebody who freaks out. They usually whack them real quick. So, I mean, it's just absolute pure evil.
That's what the war on terror was in the early stages of the war on terror, where they were rendering. The media made a big deal, and the liberal kind of outcry was, "Oh, they're taking all these terrorists on and putting black sacks over their heads and ferrying them around the world." But it wasn't the terrorists that they were ferrying around. They were just goat herders and taxi drivers. There were drugs, kids, and God knows what on board any of those.
That's right. Stay there. The guy that wrote Jawbreaker, I had the CIA section chief on. He admitted they would only grab innocent people. And literally, it was just a prop to ship the drugs.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have Patrick Henningsen a little bit with us into the next hour. Then I've got a bunch of other news. We're going to open the phones up. John Perkins is also joining us on this Thursday edition. A couple plugs here that tie into news items. We finally got a Roku box at our house out in the country. It's incredible. It gets every channel, movies, you name it. And PrisonPlanet.tv has been on Roku for about, I don't know, 6 months, been on Boxy a few months. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're trying to put it on all the little box top, internet TV interfaces. And my wife started like laughing when I was in the bathroom, shaving. And I said, what? And I walked out and she was saying, my gosh, look at you when you go to the site. I mean, I look like Jabba the Hutt or something. I mean, I've got like triple chins. And now, I mean, I still need to lose some more weight, but it is a night and day difference. Just an absolute night and day difference. And I did it with the same exercise I was doing previous to in the last 4 or 5 months, finally taking my own advice and using Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex, the best out there, cannot be matched. Also other great systems we promote at InfoWarsTeam.com, like Pollen Burst, Rebound, Cell Shield, all of it at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can get discounts there when you sign up to be a distributor, InfoWarsTeam.com. But the proof is in the pudding. Aaron Dykes has lost close to 90 pounds. I knew it was good and folks were using it. It was good for you, for health. They don't advertise it as weight loss. But I can eat half as much as I used to just drinking this 3 or 4 times a day. It's amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com, and your purchase also supports us, but again, you can get discounts there. Also, it's good to purify your water. I've done a lot of research and have the best gravity-fed filters out there. Just look at the specs at InfoWars.com on ProPure. We already have it the lowest discount anywhere. We get it right from the manufacturer, but we add a 10% discount on top of it when you put the promo code WATER in. Water. At InfoWars.com for the Pro Pure Gravity Fed filters. And they even have special filters to cut out the fluoride, which very few filters can do, but it's a chemical process. So check that out at InfoWars.com or the super high quality vitamins and minerals at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I have a demonstration video up there on the store about the Pro Pure filters as well. All right, we're about to go to break. I want to keep you about 20 minutes in the next hour. Continue with this report. Break down what's happened, how this came to light briefly, then let's come back again into more. The latest developments on Fast and Furious.
Well, this particular federal complaint was just put online a couple of days ago, and quite a few blogs and so forth jumped on it. Now, this is a really fascinating story. You've got, obviously, a couple of active duty U.S. military. Now, something strange happened. They were due to be redeployed to Afghanistan in February, and Kevin Corley, who is one of the leaders of this gang, was discharged from Fort Carson, which is where the 4th Brigade is stationed. Now, there's no details as to why he was discharged, okay? There's also another question which looms here is that, when you lose a 500-pound consignment of narcotics and you just hand it over to the DEA and they let you drive along while they take the truck, and then he's gone back to the guys who were posing as Los Zetas, these undercover DEA agents, to do more business soon after that. So it's almost like there was no big deal. We lost 500 pounds of pot. So it makes you wonder, is there an endless supply of drugs here?
Well, that's what happens when one hand doesn't know what the other hand is happening. But they were able to give the code word, so they let him go. And again, the feds are saying these guys were involved in wet work, murder for hire services, narcotics trafficking, and stolen U.S. military weapons. Well, what do you think your bosses in the federal government are involved in? Blowing up Oklahoma City. Blowing up 9/11.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.